There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless waves, send the light, send the light, send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save, send the light, 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 send the blessed gospel.
Of the cross, of the Christ, who died for me. Your choice. Your choice.
Yeah. I owe an apology to a couple of you. At lunch, a couple of you were asking me what I was going to preach about. And so I told you what I planned to preach about. And then I realized that's going to take too much time. So I'm switching it up and doing probably the shortest lesson that I brought with me. Is that good? Yeah, church said amen.
Amen.
You know, my little brother's a preacher, too. And he's not usually long-winded. Huh. But this one particular Sunday, for whatever reason, he went 55 minutes.
Oh.
And one of his elders told him afterwards, said, Seth, I'm going to take down the clock and replace it with a calendar. You know how we preachers can be once we get on a roll. John chapter 6. This is a famous story. You should be well familiar with. John chapter 6, verse 1. After this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a large crowd was following him because they saw the signs that he was doing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes then and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread would not be enough for each of them to get a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." We just had a really good meal not that long ago. But if all we had on that table was 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, you think you'd be feeling really full right now? And you know, when he says barley loaves, you know, sometimes we think loaf of bread, we think, you know, like a loaf of Wonder Bread or something like that. But you know, it's more like a roll or a biscuit. You know, it's not that big. This is a boy's lunch. This is a boy's lunch. Okay, 5 little barley loaves, 2 little fish. What is that to feed us? It's not enough for us all to have a little. How much is that to feed 5,000? A drop in the bucket. And I believe in the other gospel accounts of the story, by the way, this is the only story aside from the crucifixion that's found in all 4 gospels. But in the other accounts of the story, they say, you know, there were 5,000 men plus women and children. The 5,000 was just the men. So the crowd might have been, I don't know, 10,000, 15,000. A lot of people. That bread and that fish ain't going very far. It's enough to feed one little boy. That's what it was for. It was his lunch. And Andrew asks, what is this? What is this to so many? Feeding 5,000 people out in the middle of the wilderness is a big problem. We got any other big problems in our world today? We got any big problems in Crockett, Mississippi? Senatobia, Mississippi? You got any big problems around here? What do you have to offer to those problems? Have you got anything? It might not be much. In fact, when you look at the size of some of the problems in the world, and then you look at yourself, you might find yourself thinking, what am I against all of this? What are my efforts worth compared to the size of this problem? And yet, according to the gospel, that little boy handed his lunch over. You ever think about how big of an act of faith that was? Because he hands that over, that means he's not going to eat either. And he was as hungry as everybody else was. And he doesn't really know that it's going to do any good. But he hands it over anyway. And the amazing thing is that when he gives what he's got, even though it isn't much, but he gives what he's got, Jesus takes it. And by the power of God, does something amazing with it. And when God calls us to give, whether it's to give of our money, to give of our time, give of our effort, he's not concerned with how much we've got. He just wants us to give what we've got and leave the results up to him. Because by his power, by his wisdom, those 5 little loaves and 2 little fish can feed the big crowd. Our congregations, and I don't blame them, I understand. We tend to get a little too focused on how big our problems are and how small we are. What can we do? Our congregation has too few people. We're too small, or we're too old, or we're too poor. What can we do? You can do what you can do. And that's more than enough when it's given to God. But you've got to give it. I like to bake cookies with my daughter. That's one of our things. We bake cookies. Yeah, she heard me say that. She splashed me a grin. Yeah, we like to bake cookies. And you know, she's 4 years old. By herself, she can't even reach the dials on our oven. by herself, she can't get into the flour where we keep it or the sugar where we keep it. By herself, she can't bake cookies. In fact, by herself, she probably make a mess. Even with me there, she still makes a mess from time to time. And I could probably do it a lot more efficiently and quickly all by myself. But I want her to work with me. I enjoy doing it with her. I guarantee you, God could fix all the problems in this world just like that, without us getting in the way. Yet for whatever reason, and I believe that reason is love, He has chosen to make us the body of Christ. He's chosen to make us the hands and the feet of Christ. That means we are what He has chosen to work through. And if we will give Him what we've got, however small that is, He will do amazing things through us. God could have fed that crowd with 2 loaves and 1 fish. He could have fed that crowd with 2 loaves and 1 fish. But He wanted to work through what was given. And today, God still works through what we give. Don't be focused on how small your gift is. Just be focused on giving all that you can. I want to wrap this up with a story. I heard this when I was a teenager at a gospel meeting. I can't remember who the preacher was, but I remember this story. And I remember him saying this was a true story. Now, I'm reporting this secondhand. Okay, let that be my disclaimer. I don't know the people in the story. But he said it was a true story, and I'm taking his word for it. So, there you go. There was a sister in Christ. She was in her 80s. And as she was stepping down the steps at her congregation's building, she tripped or slipped and fell. And in the fall, she broke her neck. Because of the injury, she was paralyzed from the neck down. Moved into a nursing home. Now, let's think about that. In your 80s, you've lived a long life, a good life, a faithful life. And then you have something like that happen. You're taken out of your home. And you can no longer do anything for yourself. You can't move anything below your neck. You are trapped in the bed. How many of us would want to just call it good right there and say, "Lord, take me home, I'm done"? I think I'd be tempted to. But this dear sister, even though she could not stand up, she could not walk, she could not move her arms, so much she could not do, she could still speak. She could still talk. And you know what she had in that nursing home? She had a roommate. So she talked. She talked to her roommate. She talked about the gospel. She talked about the Bible. She talked about what the New Testament teaches us. And you know what happened? After several months of talking, her roommate was baptized into Christ. And not too much later, her roommate died. And this sister got a new roommate. And you know what she did? She talked. She did what she could do. By the time the sister herself finally passed away, 5 roommates had been baptized into Christ. And she didn't have much to offer, but she offered what she had. And through that, the Lord accomplished great things. Stop looking at how small you are. Stop looking at how poor you are, how uneducated you are, how whatever. Let's not make excuses. Whether the Lord gives us 5 talents or 2 talents or 1, He expects us to work. We work, we do our best, and He'll take care of the results. We don't always get to see them. Jeremiah preached for 40 years, and most of what he saw was people ignoring him. But the Lord still did great things through Jeremiah. Let's give God our best. And we'll be amazed at the feasts of the Word that He's able to feed the world through what we offer. That's your lesson this afternoon. And if anyone needs to respond to that gospel message now, we want to make sure you have an opportunity to do so. Whether it's to put Christ on in baptism and to become a member of his family, His flock, or to have your brothers and sisters pray for you, encouragement, whatever the case may be, if we can help you in either of those ways, please come forward and let us know as we stand and as we sing.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling.
Alabama. And not only would he have known the story, he would have known the name of the lady who did that. So he was really concerned about those type of things. I've heard him tell account after account after account. You've heard me talk about the lady who obeyed the gospel and changed her life so much her husband didn't obey the gospel that day. And later on, he came to Brother Cole and they baptized in Christ. He said, "What made the difference?" And he said, "Well," he said, "my wife made the difference. What she said to you, what she did to you." said, I used to talk rough to her in the boat when we fished together. Said, I said something to her the other day that she'd have taken a boat paddle and knocked me out in the water. But said she didn't. And I know that it's real. I want to obey the Lord with that. And so that's the kind of way Charles told me. Outstanding man. Good. We love y'all. We appreciate you being here today. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow evening. Little children, come, bring them in and enjoy the songs with us at 6:45, 15 minutes or 7. And then 7:30 will be the service of a couple of three songs, and there will be some speaking done tomorrow night as well.
Successful on the week or the rest of this week.